This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Diplomats from more than 100 countries banned cluster bombs today. The U.S. was not among them. It makes and uses the weapons and will keep doing so. Planes drop cluster bombs. They break open in midair and release smaller bombs. They're controversial because many of the bombs don't blow up right away, so they can linger for years, like landmines. The worry is they'll kill civilians who touch them accidentally. That's why much of the world supported the ban. The U.S. says they need to keep using cluster bombs to protect their troops and allies. It's rare a week goes by without at least one of the presidential candidates having to denounce a pastor for controversial remarks. It was John McCain's turn last week. This week is no different. This time, Barack Obama is in the denouncer's seat. Reverend Michael Flager is the denouncee. He gave a guest sermon at Barack Obama's Chicago church where he mocked Hillary Clinton. He said she thinks, quote, a black man is stealing my show. Okay, you should know what happens next by now. Clinton's camp attacked the sermon. Obama said he's disappointed, deeply disappointed to be exact, and Reverend Flager apologized. A severe storm system pushed through the plains Thursday night, spawning tornadoes and thunderstorms. Brett Erickson of Nebraska Public Broadcasting has more.
The National Weather Service in Hastings, Nebraska, confirmed one of the two tornadoes in the city was an EF2 with sustained winds of 115 miles per hour. A second tornado was suspected to be at least that strong, said Nebraska Emergency Management Agency officer Jim Bunstock.
I have reports to this point of more than 60 homes suffering considerable damage, some of them severe structural damage to where they're unoccupiable.
Governor Dave Heineman declared the region a disaster area and will tour Kearney and surrounding areas.
Brett Erickson of Nebraska Public Broadcasting with that story. Up to 1,000 are homeless after a massive fire destroyed an apartment outside Boston. It looks like everyone got out with no major injuries, though. Smoke poured out and could be seen more than 10 miles away in the city. The track coach who worked with some of the world's top athletes now faces 5 years in prison. The case opened a window into the world of doping. A jury convicted Trevor Graham of perjury, one of three charges against him. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
Trevor Graham was found guilty of lying in 2004 when he was questioned by federal agents about his connections to Angel Heredia. Heredia is a former discus thrower who sold banned drugs to elite athletes. The jury decided Graham lied when he said his last phone call to Heredia was in about 1997, but jurors couldn't reach a decision on two other perjury charges, including the most significant one, that Graham lied when he said he didn't send his athletes to Heredia for drugs. Several of those athletes, including Olympic gold medal winners Dennis Mitchell and Antonio Pettigrew, testified Graham did refer them to Heredia, but a couple of jurors questioned the witness's credibility.
That's NPR's Tom Golden with that story, and that is your news. If you want more, it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.